Let's talk a little bit about cervical cancer and checkpoint inhibitors. So again, Mike, we asked the audience, what's usually in a patient who's had prior chemo radiation therapy and develops metastatic disease, what's next? And you can see the audience is on board for carbopaclitaxel Bev. We asked them, okay, suppose the patient got first line carbopaclitaxel Bev, what's next? And they say, test for PD-L1 CPS and use Pembro over 1%. Mike, is that your typical algorithm?
Again, I think this is a well-educated audience. I think they got it right. You know, GOG-240, which is the triplet, really showed, it was the first study, randomized study, that showed survival advantage. And so that's generally what we use. And as long as the patient remains platinum sensitive. It's interesting, in this scenario, the patient has progressed again after 8 months, and technically speaking, it's still platinum sensitive. But I think the answer here is correct, because we now have Pembro there, and we want to know whether, in fact, the tumor is expressing PD-L1.
We were talking also, Dave, about whether or not you could, in this situation, with the indication of either progressing on chemo or having prior chemo, could this patient have been eligible to receive it first line because they had prior chemo radiation? This came up in lung cancer a few years ago, and people were using checkpoint first line mets. What do you think about that?
It's interesting because as you read the indications, exactly what it says, and there is an option, but as Mike said, in 240, we saw a survival advantage. So I think denying patients proven survival advantage, but I just recently had a patient who refused chemotherapy and was able to get Pembro approved for her. Mike, I'm glad you've made up a new platinum resistance in cervical cancer. I must have missed that paper.
I missed that one too.
It's under review.
Yeah. In your mind.
Keep reviewing it.